Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultraki Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Sharadvadiputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. Ending in no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. Since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, a mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva Noble Avalokiteshvara that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One said this, the Venerable Sharadvadiputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Mangala offering on page 12. Om Benza Bomi Aum Wanchan Sergi Samaji Om Benza Beke Aum Shichari Korindi Korbe Usu Kriya Vori Rashar Vaho Kotakur Lingu Alamcha Jana Namo Buddhaya.
Darin dina ini, dige jengah ngah lagi, ngah ngah tadi, tadung ngah
ngah,
ini kita mana, thama dulu, kita cakap macam ni kisah ni, tu ni kita kata mana, kita kata ni macam pandi. Then Ji Ni Sung Ye Ma, you do Chadman do. Penas, not of many Junin Duana, I said. Me teaching it the rainers, Tamai Chimakis and the retard. The penna, not of many Hinin Duana, I said. Me Chichi, me Chichi, sir. Dotan. Lanika la tandro baje tani se roa ta asir talo ju hechi chi mu ne ni se gaja yi hama chati chatu chu la gaja ha chi chatu chu ro se ne lu yi chaki thamu hi gi hechi chi ha chi la ta gu se ne ha chi tai lo hu chena ne Sichano, the Tanji Macher King, Pumba, Roa, Sermati, and Theodem. A messena, messena, Jui, Tokipu, Tani, Nature, Sandy, at the land of the Gaja, Tendu, haunted the Lord of the Locanel, haunted the Tagam, the Tessendua, and then that.
He's in haunted.
你就叫我就让我就把我弄过去了你一天可完这些了一天也得的他那拉动出门嘛这段研究啊拉动出门外你拉动嘛你你这几年送一个我给他的这里你白去办一路去办一路我给他的你能说你说说的写过是的呗我得的你我真能给的那里去了
哦，没那么几年，可，对不对？嗯，我那几，这是，那个，等那别拿些，拿的没你，今年多啊，拿些用的，今年送一，啊，住他的这多啊。那是，那是。我等那几个大的年纪老那点个的，也去去好了很，拿的没你，今年多啊，拿些，每个星期个。 多当，那你个啦，大年多啊，大的热死。但老年纪纪一些，我年龄些，家家银行就当老年纪个我年龄，家家银行去了，家家一些，好嘛，差多九年，老家的岁数老，差多九年一些，老一恰些他们些个一些，年纪纪上去了，大个一些，我等下讲，嗯。 那好久待，落户去呢？俺在当几日，俺去行一日，今年东北热死了，冷死了。没事呢，没事哇，就一，就一，托起不几年，就俺年轻时候等你，他那里说，
嗯，
他等等等等等等等等等。
가자나지르다니네 가자드저저 다그리스 안지 응 또 로이 체시 참으시 헨지기 나술 다고스 가리나 아 로이 체시 참으시기 헨지기 나술 다고스 응저 뎀바 드바드 간네도 다그근 다 가자는 지니사리 나서 로이 지라 파 뎀바 드바 간네지 황근도 다그리스 응 황로 가자 드바 차진데데데
So here about Krishna is touching this emptiness part, the part of emptiness he found, which is very important, because although we will not be able to actually go through the precise explanation of emptiness, but he said he will try his best to give at least the glimpse of what is meant by emptiness, so that because that the view of emptiness is required whenever we practice Dharma. It is very important to understand what is meant by emptiness. Why this view of emptiness? In other words, the view of emptiness based on the middle way, which is Madhyamaka Prasangika's way, standpoint, why it is important. So, because it is it is through this understanding of emptiness will intervene our the cycle of what we call the samsaric existence. Because there's no other means that can break the cycle, intervene and break the cycle of cyclic existence or samsaric existence. It is only by understanding what we call emptiness, or what we call understanding the ultimate nature of reality, will intervene and break the cycle of cyclic existence. So therefore, again here, it is very important that to understand when we really talk about emptiness, and it is important to bear in our mind that we are really not talking about emptiness in the sense of something that doesn't exist at all. And we're not talking about non-existence, nor we're talking about non-existence and something that doesn't exist at all. But rather, here, emptiness here really refers to the things that doesn't exist, the way in which that appears to us. Because normally, the way we actually perceive things and events we have a tendency to perceive things in event and as if they have those things in event has its own exists by its own side. This is how we actually perceive things, and we look at things as a has an independent existence. So now, now we have to reverse this way of perceiving things. So in order to do that, here it says it is important to understand. It's important to again negate. What needs to be negated, you know, because when we are talking of emptiness, suddenly we are talking about something that is negative. So what is being negated then when we talk about emptiness? So therefore, it's important to very important to identify the object of negations. So now here, when we talk about identification of object of negations, so here it is first, if we try to look at ourselves, the way we actually perceive oneself, or the I myself, or me or self. And first, one need to try to look at ourselves, how we really perceive ourselves. And after going through those analyses, we will find sometimes the self that is, you know, as if the self really exists within the psychophysical aggregate, at the center of psychophysical aggregates. Sometimes we feel that self that we, self or I, that we normally perceive is actually exist at one's heart. And, you know, it is, you know, so regardless of how those self really appears, the self that we really perceive, but self, the self that doesn't really exist, the way in which that really appears to us, way in which that we perceive. So this is what we need to negate. In other words, independent self, self that exists by way of its own sight, without depending upon any other factors. This is the kind of self that really appears to us. We grasp onto it. And this is what we call grasping as self, which is the most troublemaker, which is the source of all our sufferings, which is the source of, which actually perpetuates our cycle within this unenlightened existence. So therefore, it is first, one need to focus on oneself, how this self really, you know, how we are really perceiving the self, how the self really appears to us. Is this self that appears to us, that we are perceiving right now, is really exist, a way in which that really appears to you? So this is how we need to, this is the process of identifying what we call object of negation.
Tapena asaji tatte asa chimbu hiki kandui che sire. Dui do ne ngai rilhu ngai nabi taba cheba na sire. Ngai rilhu nyaba ta chen lu hapa. Mechi yin ngai rilhu ta chen lu ta ne nyaba mechi yin sire. Lu sen ni ime ochu nipo dai tini sire. Yantong suji ngai li ngai Chawa te 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 chawa te yenzre. That gaja da to te yenzre. Do you know what you say? You mean deep under your teeny. Not to Luji, not lingua, italo chawa di gaja de lojin. Not to Luji, nansre. Luji, na ling casadoji. Linki chawa te yenz, a gaja da.
Tony Gajada. Ling yawa hi ta zung wa la sire chi. Ta te gaja yin sin.
Gaja gandhi yin sin la. Gaja gandhi yin sin.
Gaja gandhi nungo tante de sire mani ta ka. Tene chupi tin to sire. Pa ta za me bi sire. Ta sin ling yawa hi ta zung la sire. O te gaja ting yin sire. Ta sire ngu zung yin. Pata zaman ini berkurang orang dengan ini nama kita zona atau tegaja ini sendiri.
So now there's another example of identification of identifying object of negation here is when the individual is in danger of falling off the cliff, if you're able to fall off the cliff. And then at the moment that the way you actually have, you know, perceived this, your sense of self is a self, as if that self is really concrete, right there. It is self that I am about to fall off the cliff. At that particular eye that you're perceiving, that particular eye, is you look at this particular eye as a very concrete without depending upon any other factors. And it just stands out by itself. And this is the kind of self that we are actually perceiving all the time. And in fact, when this kind of situation and our grasping at self or I becomes very strong, you know, when you generate anger towards someone, and you become so mad, and then and also if you have lost something, and at that time, the way you look at yourself, the self, a self that is completely, independent, and it's solitary. This is the way we perceive ourselves, which is completely what we call it is inappropriate mentation, in other words, with regard to the self, inappropriate mentation. And so now here, this is the self that stands up by itself, self that exists by its own sight, is said to be the object of negation. This is what we are negating. So having negated itself, so what we are establishing then? We're establishing the self that exists not really by its virtue of its own side, but the self that exists by depending upon other different factors, components. and self, the existence of the self is mere imputation of term and concept.
So then also that's another example of just
we talked about the monastery. Here, according to the text, it says the Sera Debun, which are the major monastic universities in Tibet, and, you know, the most, which is the major monastic universities in the Tibetan Buddhism, Sera and Debun and Ganden. Those are the three, what we call the major monastic universities. So those monasteries, if you look at those monasteries, and we impute each of those monasteries has its own name, Sera, Ganden, and Debun. So now if you actually analyze where does Ganden really exist, where does Sera exist, where does Debun exist, if you look at the ultimate mode of existence of all of those monasteries, then it cannot find it, you know, because the monks who are living within the monasteries are not the Ganden, or the Debun or Sera, nor the actual structure of the building of the monastery is not the monastery. So where is this monastery? Where does it really exist? So in which case you will then have an understanding of the name Ganden, Sera, and Debun are exist mere imputation, mere label by term and concept. This is how all those reality, all those things in event, the mode of existence, are imputed by term and concepts. So now here it is the whatever that things that they perceived or the things that appears to us, that the very thing that appears to us as a, by way of, by the virtue of its own sight, this is what we call the ultimate object of negations. This is what needs to be negated. So, from the beginningless time up until now, we haven't been really gone through the, you know, the process of analyzing how this, you know, actual mode of existence of self and phenomena. So therefore, we are always kind of believed in our way of perceiving things. We're completely, you know, in other words, deceived by this grasping at self and grasping at phenomena. It's a self that exists by way of its own sight, and then the phenomena. Phenomena exists by virtue of its own sight. This is how we are deceived, where we have deceived. And so we follow that deception in our day-to-day life, and whatever the actions that we may have taken, it's all based on the command of all the self, grasping at self and grasping at phenomena. So that leads all cycle of, you know, sufferings and the unwanted feeling, in other words, it says. So so therefore, it is, if you really try yourself to really think very carefully within this I or my, for instance, I, and just try to focus your own, you know, try to, you know, reflect your mind upon your body and see where this really I or self that normally appears a very concrete to oneself, is how this really exists. If we were to go through critical analysis, and we will not be able to find the self. Not even we are unable to find the concreteness of the self, but we will not be able to find self at all within one's body. Within all, if you go through all those mental and physical constituents or the aggregates.
Chungki tsu na tuni de karirese nam, nganzo ka yuji thoma mariba sani jine, siya hama ne tataji pato lo tene, thoma mariba degi, nga habi lo chiyo re. Ngo tende yi lo degi, chiye jine nganzo kuali tabi taba tomo jine, chiye thoma de rane ka yuji thoma mariba sani chiyo re. Tari, thoma mariba kan jaya de karirese na suso rangu tupa chi khen de degi yore. Ta tanda ki tuni ki yore ni chino rangu tupa chi zhen de wate chino mari yis, te lo lo hi di yis. Tende yin zhen bilo de mepa zhugri yis, tanda ki yin dia zhu tanda da tende thoma mariba de mepa zhugri yis. Nganzi cha thoma mariba de khuchu kore yin lo te. メンバー族で、ゾルゾとメンバー族で、だね、ヒンディアンデリ。ね。トニーとグリース、トニーグロショーで、カルトウレスの、ね、担保トニーグロショー、トママリパゲン、ジングロジロテゲンデンディアゲ、ヒンユーで、ね、ガジャタクヒンディアン、ヒンユーで、ね、で、クイズじゃなき、そそ、じゃなきて、マインパンゼベロでテンディグレ。トニーとベロスてなじしんディ。 Then
mipi teso hipa wa dala sekre denje mipi teso da toma mari bang denje ki ki zu de re se de mo hipa ji ni de de be lo de me pa zo gu yore lo me pa zo tu ni de be lo de ki zo gu ro teso hipa dala se se denje de nu ma ji pa nu ma je pa se ga ja de du se go ju hi si tu yo pa Suto yopa nunzeni isre nunzeni isre tutu tang denru chi chachi tang la umi shuni sumpi jipi mambu hiki isre nganjen mambu hiki isre chetang chiki chetang isre GQ Dendeng ji mi bi te sur hipa wa dala se se. Dena de se mi ma zi pa ga ja dendu si go ju hi sutu yo pa nu zen ni se. Sutu ta.
So, what we are today that we are focusing on, the very important subject that actually really we're really trying to we're challenging this what we call the ignorance. So it's been very forceful, had been very powerful up until now, and we are actually enslaved by this ignorance, and we followed the commands of this ignorance. And now, we are now preparing here. Now, it is not really appropriate for us to let ourselves, you know, really, you know, are powered by those ignorance. And now we are preparing to actually, you know, to have a battle with this ignorance. Because when you look at how things really exist and how, you know, what is mode of existence of phenomena and what is mode of existence of self and so on. So it says when we are going through this, then the you know, without actually understanding, even though that we have not arrived at the point that you really understand actual mode of existence of things and event or the emptiness, well, just by analyzing that, it actually, you know, shakes what we call the world of ignorance. Because up until now, this, the world of ignorance, abides and it's really established, very stable, stabilized within our heart and our emotions, and keep commanding us. In other words, the ignorance is really taking advantage of us, become so cocky, and so, you know, taking advantage of us. And so now, we are kind of preparing, and in other words, we are becoming smart, and to see how to challenge ourselves with that ignorance. And then, with this preparation, then this very, you know, conquer the ignorance, and become very shaky. Suddenly, if you come to understand your mode of existence, then ignorance will no longer there, and it will completely destroy. But without understanding the emptiness, without realizing the emptiness, we are going through the mode of analysis of mode of existence alone will actually shake the wall of ignorance. That's what it means.
Tandana, sorry.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ ngandu chi san ra ma ro ma chi chi cha la pha ma lo ten gu ri ten mo bu chi di ten ni pe tu gu ro ma to chi gi su su ra yo ma ro wa ye ma pha sa ya thun ya kyan mo bu chi ngandu sen de lun de ten de gu ri en lun de cha tu mo bu chi ka chi mo bu chi mo yo ro wa ten ni ngandu ra yo ma ro wa ten ni cha di si sa ri ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ ལྷང ཁྱི 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 རང ཁྱི སོ ཁྱི ལ ད ད ལྷང ཁྱི ཁྱི དི ལི ཡེན མི ད ཁྱི ག ཁྱི ཁྱི ཡོ མ རེ ཁྱི 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 ལྷང ཁྱི དི ལི ཡེན མི ད ཁྱི ག ཁྱི ཁང ཁྱི ཡེན མེ དེ ཁྱི སོ ཁྱི ཡི ཁྱི ཁྱི སོ ཁྱི དང ང ཚོ ཁྱི ཡ ཕ པ མ ཐོ པེ ག ཟ ག ག དེ སོ ཁྱི སེ རེ ཕ ལ ཏོ ནིང ངོ སུ དུ ཏོ ངོ དེ ཕ པ རེ རེ ཏོ ནིང ངོ སུ དུ མ དེ སོ ཁྱི སེ རེ So ji yi ju ji hi pa thang ji yi siri. Mari pa li pi an ki yi zi. Yunan ji thang ya denpa dhubar thang yi chari yi siri. So ji yi ju hi pa dhala na mari pa zin. Ta kuma mari pa zin an ju ki me pa zin. Rangun rangun ma dhubar la rangun dhubar zin ni ki. Lo te thuma mari pa zin. Ku yi kari yi zin. Nga ka ju ji thuma mari pa zin. Ku yi so zin nga nga ni zin zin yi shang kiri. Ter yin di yo mari yi siri. ང དེ གારે ཅན རང མ རང ཚ མོ ཏུག དེན དེ རེ ཁུ དེ ལུ རང རང ཚ ཅི དེ ཁུ ཅེ ལོ པ རེ ཅེ མེ དེ ཅེ སེ ཨོ དེ སེ ནི ཅེ མ ཡི ཅེ རེ རེ ཅེ ཧི སུང པ ད ད ད རང ཅ ཐ མ པ ན ལ ད ད ཕུ མུ ཨ དེ ཅི དེ ཁང ཅེ མ ཅེ ཅེ མ ཅེ ར ཅེ ཅེ ཨ ཐུ ནི ད རེ མུ ཅ ག རེ ན
སོ one of the Penchen Rinpoche, Lozon Shugi Gensen, who has stated that we do not really go through and try to find an object of negation somewhere else. You can look at the way that things really are perceived by ourselves right now, the things that really appear to us. The very independent existence that we look at things as a very independent existence, and we look at things as exist by way of by virtue of its own side. This is how the things appear to us. We as ordinary beings, the way we look at things, the way we think that really exists, is the actual object of negation. That is what we need to negate. If you really want to know the mode of existence of things and event, this is what we need to, this is that what need to be negated. So because in our ordinary mind, whatever the things that appears to our ordinary mind, and whatever the things that we perceived by ordinary minds, it is always, it always perceived in an inappropriate way, in other words. Inappropriate way, because our mind itself, the ordinary mind itself, is diluted by those ignorance, and it is induced by ignorance. So therefore, the mind itself is diluted by this ignorance, and the way that mind actually perceives things are not accurate, or it's not correct, in other words. So In our day-to-day life, when you look at ourselves and when you look at things that is in front of us, and we look at things, whatever the things that appears to us in front of us, we perceive the things as if those particular things exist intrinsically. And this is the very intrinsic, the intrinsicness of the particular things that appears to us is to be negated. So it says sometime when we are, it is actually this is mostly to do with the monastic, you know, the scholars, saying they come up with a lot of reasonings to establish emptiness and have a lot of debate and have a lot of discussion about emptiness. Yet at the same time, the very individual who are actually engaging in those discussions are looking at themselves as a very conquered and self-centeredness. And obviously, this is not going to help. You know, your way of discussion of the self and debating the self, I mean selflessness and emptiness, must be based upon how those ignorance is commanding us. We need to challenge that ignorance. This is how we go through the process of, you know, one's debate or one's reasonings and discussions must be based upon the defeating the ignorance. You should have a very strong motivations of defeating ignorance. This will only have an emotional, will really help you to then to lessen your, you know, delusions or the mental afflictions. Otherwise, you may have a lot of explanations come up with, particularly as a monastic scholars, come up with a very, elegant sort of explanations with regard to emptiness. But yet at the same time, he or herself, the way he or herself is perceiving he or herself is conquered existence. which is not practical. That's what it says. And so, so then again, we really don't have to make an effort to look for an object of negation elsewhere. And the object of negation is what that appears to us at this, in our ordinary mind. That is the object of negation. Because again, it says, sometimes we are, you know, setting aside the what things really appears to our ordinary mind, and we are looking for an object of negation somewhere else, which is also not going to help. Because object of negation is with you all the time. You don't really have to go somewhere else. That is what we need to understand. So now, this is now, we're really talking about the profound subject of emptiness, it says. So therefore, this needs to be, this particular subject need to be understood by depending upon authentic teachers or the mentor, the spiritual mentor. And says, this is called the external condition of depending upon one's authentic teacher. It's an external condition for understanding what we call emptiness or the ultimate mode of existence. And then internal condition is a sakjang, which means accumulation of merit, and jang, which means the purification of negativities. It is through the unification of external condition and the internal condition will then lead oneself to understand what is meant by ultimate mode of existence or ultimate nature of reality.
Gaja chumi hi ngin tupa chuna ta tagi nga di gaja de tan khum si na de ed ke na gaja sir ta tuni to bala ajullo di tupa re so so ji jullo la tiki ma do tupa ji ni so so ra ma yin ki so so ra so so de ji ma yin ki so so an jen de ni gyo re ta nga ju de ni han ta chi pa do kho wa kho ju ke ju zu ra do thoma ma ri pa sing ga dan da ki de an de ri Tuma Mari Padika Kanda Chigiri Takikira Kirim. Soso Ram Mari Ransu Tuba Mari, Soso Machiaga Paman the Tinguri, Saji Tunji the Tinguri, the Mumuji Tinguri, and then Saya Tuna Kanga, the Genji Sushad, make Genji Sushad Chilitin, the Mari Mato Chigi, and to them, when you go Mazuba, the Tandajin, and the Sajan Tanji around the Pinchin Buddies, Codenchin Buddies, Soso Pisha, the Nice and Latin Jim Indians are it. And that's a Kanga Codenchin Wings. Chick 그주 로아나게 팔았지 로게다네 지랄룬로 팔룬로 디파침부 사샤그리게 메제리게 디바이 따다가 디케리 그러나 따가자 추미히 겐지 투바 주나 세 따다 토니 토니 세겐데 데토발라 엥 툼바니에 소소 라누네 마두바 라츠 마두바 토니 세게 토마 마리바스 긴젠디아데 소소 마리스 토마 마리바스 소소 마니바스 존데 퀸자데 메바트노 툼바세 테스니 토니 세 텐데 가자스 어 덴데 인자데 니 퀸 마니바 소소 마니바 나 나 덴데 베 토마 마리바치 요리스 다다 좀데기 어 다데 퀸젠스 나킨데 티지엔 테파 까그리스 테레 가자 주민지 뇌제 두바 주나 세 가자 선데 단 돈이 또 어 돈이 돈 돈만에 돈 토마 마리바게 젠디아 제이드 파카고 가자 선 파카고 자자레지 돈만에 소소 랑은이 마디바 소소 돈이 랑은이 마라서 마디바 돈 랑은이 두바라서 반 올라도 김 제시드 파카고 가자 주민지 뇌제 두바 주나 세 다 돈이 생기디게 가자 돼 돈이 가자 얘도 가리리치나 돈이 또 와라 크게 딘데게 에 그 가서는 안 로데게 돈이 또 온데게 가자 추미 킹게티 바투바 주나 딘디지 딘시 따부이 세네 리파 리로 리파 리로 탄시 장세 덴데 리로 탄 키투바 주니 세 돈이 또 발라 세네 칼리 Mesi Tony se ton tena chie ton chen Tony to bala kali yo mari kali mechi re sri tancha ji bi chi chi chang so tena chi sen
okay so it's so there's no other means to actually what we call the cut the root of ignorance or ignorance. It is only through this understanding of what we call the emptiness. And in other words, the wisdom realizing emptiness is a very powerful weapon that actually cut the roots of root of ignorance. Other than that, you know, there might be some other methods or the skillful ones such as practice of love, compassion, and so on and so forth. Those practice will not really directly counteract ignorance. So long as we are unable to counteract this root of ignorance, then regardless of what kind of practice we may undertake, will not help us, will not really assist us to free ourselves from this unenlightened existence or the samsara. So therefore, to free ourselves or liberate ourselves from the samsara, it's very important to understand what is meant by emptiness. So, so then here, if you have a proper understanding of emptiness, and then this will, not only just that help you to understand how the mode of existence, but it really help us to overcome all kind of negative thoughts and emotions. This will lead yourself to develop your love, compassion, tolerance, and so on and so forth. Everything, if you have this, if you have a proper understanding of how things really exist, and this will really lead yourself to understand what we call the dependent originations. And if you have the knowledge of what is meant by dependent originations, then this will really lead you to develop love, compassion, tolerance, and sense of caring for other beings.
Rāne kī yu tākini kī yu nyōmu dē tōma mārī pāngāsē ngā ngā nyōmu kāngā chī yu kī yu lō chī yu rī kī kī sūsū rāma, rāsū tūpa rā chī kī yu sūsū rāma, rāsū tūma rī mārī sūsū
Saya, Tunya, Ganga, Meriting, and Roger, Sijin, Taji, Rangi, Mama, and Pammy, Ron, Ron, Tubaji, India, Mari. Nick, you came on, I can see some money, but to be Lotella. Number to look at Tuni to be low or cigarette. At the day, Tuni to be low, take it. And then under Tuni to be low, take it. Maybe Tuni under Tipa Chimbu Gully, he won't do. And John Chugu sang in the Jimmy Google, Turkey soon did the Chin Sanji Salan to Google. Not Tuni to be low, Tello. John Chu is saying that he is not. Silly Saga to ya, and the name again. I didn't jagab under Jindogunia, Mota not meaning under the Tugumaro, and the Pisa did you in the Pengamendo, what the daddy, and then Saga to and the Zakanga again at the end of the game of Codin Chimburis. Dagan Napa just the Jung with you. Rally, yes, I checked to Adi. Then we rod than a chepo gabu and again at the end of Jumari Matu, so rods too much than I want to have your money. Dagan Napa just. Then I again about the Chanchu saying the Don and Tony to be hero de la Proches or not. Chanchu is saying to other Tipa Chimbu Consandro, Denari, teaching lodging, Yugosigri, Kujum. And then the Chanchu is saying the Lord, not Tony to be Lord the Chess or not, and Tony to be Lord the Susan Junior, Mukanga and the Shah head on him. Kanga teaching a Toma Maripa second game. Oh, take Tony to be Lord again. Toma Maripa de la Munichi, the running Junior, Moon the Mapa. Bazo to have your money, Nipot the Tate and the end of you. Yeah, no teacher, Tona, Jona, Tona, Gona, Melons, Sanji Salam, but not in the day. No delay is the Thunder Tuning to be Lotello, and John Shook is sent the sensual, and they give up, aren't you? And Sanji told you just yard to go with him.
So everything we discussed today. It must be, you know, our discussions, whether this our discussions become actually a Dharma discussion or not, it is, again, entirely depends upon our motivations or our intentions. So, if we really take these discussions to build up a weapon for destroying the self cherishing mind or an ignorance, then it is a worthwhile for our discussion become our discussion become worthwhile and our discussion become meaningful and purposeful. So it applies to all our practices. Whenever we engage in the practice of the Dharma, even one is engaging in the recitation of one word of the prayers and mantras and so on, one must not just recite and one must not just verbalize those words without any kind of intentions, but rather one's practice of whether one's meditation or the recitation and repeating mantras and so on and so forth, making sure that all of this practice actually really become a remedy for our delusions or our mental afflictions. And so in order to make those practice effective, first of all, we need to know that how we ourselves, we are actually really overpowered or the powered by our ignorance or the delusions. It is because of that there's unending sufferings mentally and physically. It's pursued. And so in order to now, break the chain of this cycle, this lines or the chain, and we need to then understand what really causes us to the unending, you know, cycle of unending cycle of samsara. So, so then, this ultimate cause for, you know, the perpetuating the samsaric, you know, rebirth is the ignorance. There is no other, you know, ultimate source that really perpetuate our, you know, rebirth within the cyclic existence, within the samsara, other than the ignorance. So therefore, the wisdom realizing emptiness is the ultimate weapon that actually destroys this, you know, ignorance. So then, here we as a, we ourselves as a, considering ourselves as a Mahayana practitioners, our objective or our aim is to gain not only to liberation, but also to state of complete enlightenment. So in order to gain the state of complete enlightenment, again here, the wisdom realizing emptiness, cultivation of wisdom realizing emptiness alone is not adequate. It is not ample. So what we need, along with this wisdom realizing emptiness, then we need what we call the bodhicitta, which is altruistic intention, so awakening mind, in other words. Altruistic intention is also called, translated as altruistic intention. And with the combination, with the unification of those two, then we'll be able to embark upon the path to complete state of enlightenment. So therefore, it's to break the cycle of you know, samsaric existence, wisdom realizing emptiness is important. And to gain the state of complete enlightenment is the bodhicitta. So bodhicitta is very important. So try, you know, it is important for us to recognize those two factors, which is wisdom realizing emptiness and or bodhicitta, are the driving force for gaining the state of complete enlightenment.
Oh, then that is the gen tang ji de rang ko den jin bu yin san du ran ne ge wa na ji jin nan de chu ho sa wan nan da cha pu nan da ga li ga li jin nan do wa de se jin tang ji ge tin ni san ji ji ge san tong du ge yin na na se se jin ge dang dang de man ni ge jin de ge yin na se jin dang dang de man ni ge de ren de yin pin yu se ge ta ta ma yin be ran ji bu xi dan de jin na ti ge ji de ji
So whenever we engage in the practice of the Dharma, even if one recites the six syllable mantras of Avalokiteshvara, one round of mala, and you know, your purpose, you must, you know, cultivate from the depth of your heart is a very you know, pure intention of benefiting entire sentient beings. And this round of mala, you know, reciting the one round of, you know, six syllable mantra, one mala, one round of mala, it will become a very purposeful and meaningful. And then your benefit of reciting this mantra will be unlimited. And so again, if one recite the mantras, it is just only focusing on one's own self, liberating oneself, and one's own liberations and state of enlightenment, though that you have completed one mala, but because of the differences of one's intention or the motivations, then the benefit is different. The one is very limited benefit, and one is unlimited benefit.
Dipa chine rang lu nga yesung ji gu ten dai yin sa ju lu nga de cha da bu ji pyu gi yin na kan ma jin den ban den de ge rang gi nga gi mel ba chin ye du chen ge de dipa de ta se gu re an lu nga i lu nga an lu de chāpi chātura sūtū līks gī stēchā tā sō jīpa nā dāma dāma bōchī līks gī yōng jī chāna jī pītū tī sāntō ngū gī rī nā līk dāma dā dīpa mō bōchī gī rō līk sāshā yī dīpa dē ndō zī chāyā pītū kōn dō zī chī līk sāshā yī dīpa dā gī rī nā yē kī sāng dē nā mē lā nā sēng nā sēng lō tā nā bōchī jī yā sō nā bōchī mō bōchī sēng gī dāma dā jī tēng jī rō wā tā nā yī tēng nī nā yē kī sā yī lī ngā dīpa lā lī ngā yē sō mā jī gī wā tā nā dā chāpi yā nā gu ma kan ni mi ki ni de na ni ye ge pa jo ni ku chu song la pa qing se cha bu jo se qing jo se qing se nga qing ma ni su le man du a chuo ge ya chu ru ji ru ba ji ru se jo se de ni wo deng da san de dong ni cha pu gi na ra gi li ma ye su ga ge sai di ba de da ge re se ge ne na de ma che bu duo de zhen tang ji di ba da yi de yi se ji me ni ka ge zo ba zo ma jo se ding ge de na ji ge ge se ji de ko ne qing bu de ni de
So therefore, in order to, you know, cultivate the wisdom, realizing emptiness, and then bodhicitta, we need to, you know, accumulate merits and virtue. Merits, in other words. Because there are many obstacles or the hindrance for us, for cultivating this, you know, wisdom, realizing emptiness, and then bodhicitta. So all of those hindrances are what we call as a negativities. So speaking about negativities, the negativity one may have accumulated through body, speech, or mind. So therefore, purification of body, speech, and mind is important. And so, purification of negativity accumulated through body, speech, and mind is important. And so, so then here we have a lot of different, you know, practices that actually, you know, purifies one's negativity through body and negativity through speech and mind. So let's take a simple example of a practice of prostrations. So the practice of prostrations is mainly to, you know, the purifying the negativity through body. But yet at the same time, when you're actually engaging in the practice of these prostrations, if one recites the mantras or the Tathagata Buddha's name and so on, then you are actually purifying the negativity through speech. And then not only just you're physically engaging in the activities of prostrations and verbalizing those Tathagata Buddha's name and so on, but also you then cultivate altruistic intention to benefit entire sentient beings. By means of this practice, my practice of prostration and so on, may all the negativities of the body, speech, and mind of all other sentient beings be purified. So with this intention, the practice will purify all those negativities of body, speech, and mind. This is how we actually accumulate merits to really understand what is meant by emptiness and bodhicitta.
Tendari, and the body, Jesus, and the gym, only and Joa Chaman, the Pimby Hitting, and under Tender the Chaman in the Chaman the Hida, Kitchen Wuri, and Tender the Mother Dava won't carry in the Lord, and Jiman, and Joa Chaman the Longander, Joa Hamaya, Tomaya Music. Tomaya Kunum, send me a chaman door, a jar chaman, the pimpy chitin, Sazaki. They are pugging to Mudidin, and not Chukos and door, and there is jar chaman, the pimpy chito. He's on the dumb market rounds on my human door, sitting in Tangi, and dangles of pumps and send a pumman door, sitting in Tangi. The door when you get to my chicken at the inns of Kunu, did you win enough? And pugging to come, compare at the top of the country, go out doors, and each minute go out the lucky. 看中了，等那几个狗狗嘛的，现在装不着呢。 ordinary.
So all of this practice we're engaging in is our practices to benefit all sentient beings and then one's own self. So here when we're speaking about, again, one's own self, we're not really dedicating all our practice to one's oneself, which is the present self, but rather we are, you know, dedicating towards all our successive, you know, future lives as well. And so, in fact, it says, as a practitioners of the Dharma, one must put more regards and significance thereof to the future life than one's present life. And so, look at more importance, the importance of the future life. So in order to make, to gain a positive future life or the future, the rebirth, it is important for us to, again, implant a seed right from now. Because everything that comes into being is dependent upon causes and conditions. There's not a single entities, there is not a single, you know, product that really come into being from nowhere without depending on, in other words, without depending on causes and conditions. Similarly, if one is seeking for a positive rebirth in one's future life, and one must accumulate, one must create a conditions, causes and condition for the positive rebirth of one's future life.
ဝတ်တနာတန်တန်အန်တန်တင်းမန်တင်တော်ညီမန်တာကြီးကြည့်ပြီးစာရမိခင်သွင်းရမိခင်တန်တကြီးဟွန်တန်တကြီးတန်တကြီးလို့တန်တဲ့တို့စမ်းတောင်းတယ်လို့ကြည့်ပြချတီးကြီးနဲ့အခုဒုံရင်တို့နဲ့ပနကာရီကြီးနဲ့ကြီးဆိုင်ရင်နာဆိုဆိုငွေမိခီတိမိခင်တန်တဒုံရင်ကိုတန်ကံရုံနဲ့ကမဲတလို့အဲ့ဒီကာရီကြီးပါတယ်ပြချတီးနဲ့ကာရီနဲ့တက်ကြွားရီသူပြော
So it is to making one's, you know, the practice as a dharma practice, or is to, again, you know, as we talked about earlier, that our motivation plays a very critical role in our practice, whether this become a dharmic practice or not, whether this become a virtuous or the non-virtuous. So therefore, if one engages in the practice of the virtuous practice, for instance, giving away or something, someone who is something such as, you know, even a piece of bread towards someone who is needed. And if one engages in such practice with a pure intention, and this will then enables one to accumulate merits, and this will become a proper practice, and this become a dharmic practice. And without any motivations, if you just find someone or you're just giving away, and that alone will not make as a dharma practice, or will not accumulate merits and so on.
Tanda yin di ngadu namba yin serta namba yin ro mero namba yin nda chi ko tare ne tanda yin se namba yin chon ne kon so so yin da de ki ne ba ji gu gu le se gu le namba yin ka na ga ne ne nge chon ne kon so chon da ki ne nge chon du gu ge ne nge so gu du ni lan ji ke ta ni se ngadu jo chen de ni chama do che jin ne den do so da nge do so ro ja to ka ro chi jo wa ling ge ne na ne ge ge wa chi sha gi yin na ha me hama so mo karo chi chen do gre pa don do de chu chen me ge wa chi gi ne na wa de tun du sun chen do gre an chen de yin sa di ne wa yo de tun du sun ne sun ge dun yin ji ne wa yo de tun du sun ne wa yo de ne sun ge dun yin ji ki ta ge du sing ma ji wa chen man do na ne wa yo de tun du sun ge so na ga ji ki ta ge du de li ya ta bi ton da din jo ne kon ju zo chu rong rong du sing ne sun ge dun yin ji ki ta tela chobi neba lama kocho sona yopa thumani tela yeji ki tepa tembu ཁྱི ཕྱད མི རེ ཁྱི 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 རེ
whatever that causes and condition that we have, we create in this particular life, will then give rise to its fruition in our future life. So therefore, if you look at the existence, the unenlightened existence, they're mainly categorized in the six different realms, three high realms and three low realms. And whether we take a rebirth within the high realms or the low realms is again dependent upon the accumulation of causes and conditions, the creation of one's own causes and conditions. If one engages in the virtuous deeds, then one is creating a causes and condition for taking rebirth within the three high realms. And if one is engaging in the negative deeds, negative actions, which is the creation of negative causes and condition for taking rebirth within the three law realms and so on. So all of those, rebirths, whether it's a positive rebirth or negative rebirths, it's all dependent upon the how we ourselves created the causes and conditions. There's no other means. There's no other, the third person who actually threw us into those realms, whether it's high realms or low realms. It is we who actually create the causes and conditions that into this low realms or those high realms. So if you look at in our day-to-day actions, if one really put in efforts, we have ability to actually make all our actions as a virtues, and the virtuous actions. As we talked about earlier, which is motivations. Cultivation of positive motivation is very important. And so if one, all of us, have a work and we go to work, and even at your work, just once the working for the honor doesn't look, you shouldn't look at this as something that you are doing for just to your day, you're just for your living. Just do it from the depth of your heart and with a very altruistic intention. Then your, the 8 hours of your work, the spending the 8 hours working for others, become virtuous. No. So Krista is saying now, if you have any questions, we'll deal with questions and answers.
Can I ask you a question? All these years I've been listening to Dharma, and you know when you say from its own side, you say from its own side. Yesterday I was listening to your teaching, and they explained that for the first time, because I've always wondered what that really meant when you say from its own side, but it said, the teaching that I listened to yesterday said it's from your mind. When you say something is from its own side, then it's from your own mind, right? I mean, is that correct? Or is that my interpretation correct on that?
So I'll ask you. Tanda kora tsudum nidoba segorwa. Yu tsudum nidoba. Tanda danda ikdegi anzangan di tomba nyi kaabliya di siyabirwa. Tsudum nidoba se. Tsudum nidoba se di kandichil segoris.
Kanda?
Tsudum nidoba. Yu tsudum nidoba chiyorwa.
Ali rangzi tuba?
Rangzi tuba.
Yen ten gwa di kintro. Rangzi mutu chayadi. Rangzi chi saya tuyan kanka di yen ten ni tanda pa riya di ki penba da ten gwa. Tanda ma yin ki rangzi rangzi tuba yo marwa.
So here it exists, existing by its own side. It's not depending upon any other factors. By virtue of its own side, in other words.
But if you say virtue, that's positive, right?
Yeah. Because let's think about, Krishna saying the cloth that you are wearing right now, and it appears to us as a exists by its own side. Isn't that independent?
But when you say that, when you say virtue, when you mention virtue, it seems like, wouldn't that be a non-virtuous way of seeing it as a independent, would be non-verb, that would be impure.
It's just a word. No, yeah, it's just.
Well, I know it's just a word, but if there's a difference in the words, because one implies the non-existing nature of existence, I mean the non-inherent existence, one appears as non-inherent, which is true.
So here.
Appears as non-true, and which is false.
I think here. By virtue of its own side, and we're not really talking about the virtues or the non-virtues. This is not what we are talking about, right?
I don't know. I've never heard of virtue from its own side. I've always
heard from it. Okay, now you, you heard today, so.
Rangwan dub 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 dub
ᱛᱮᱱᱫᱟ ᱴᱨᱩᱯ ᱫᱮᱞᱟ ᱫᱮ ᱠᱚ ᱠᱮᱣᱟ ᱢᱤᱜᱮ ᱚᱞᱮ ᱪᱟᱭᱟ ᱪᱮ ᱢᱮᱱᱫᱚ ᱥᱟᱢ ᱛᱮᱱᱫᱮ ᱵᱚᱥ
ᱟᱞᱮ ᱛᱮ ᱢᱟᱨ 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 ᱨᱟᱢᱤ ᱱᱮ ᱴᱨᱩᱡ ᱫᱮᱱ ᱫᱮ ᱠᱚᱨᱚᱱ ᱱᱮ ᱠᱟᱭᱤᱱ ᱱᱟ ᱡᱚᱱᱭᱟ ᱫᱤ ᱜᱩᱜᱨᱚᱣᱟ ᱱᱟᱨᱮ ᱢᱮ ᱜᱮᱣᱟ ᱢᱚᱜᱮ ᱠᱤᱡᱮ ᱠᱚᱢᱟᱨ ᱜᱚ
ᱥᱚ ᱤᱴ ᱤᱥ ᱵᱟᱭ ᱣᱮ ᱚᱯ ᱵᱟᱭ ᱵᱷᱟᱨᱪᱩ ᱚᱯ ᱤᱴᱥ ᱚᱱ ᱥᱟᱭᱤᱰ ᱫᱮᱴ ᱰᱟᱡᱱ ᱨᱤᱞᱤ ᱢᱤᱱ ᱫᱮᱴ ᱰᱟᱡᱱ ᱨᱤᱞᱤ ᱴᱚᱠᱥ ᱟᱵᱟᱣᱩᱴ ᱫᱮ ᱵᱷᱟᱨᱪᱩ ᱮᱱᱰ ᱱᱚᱱ ᱵᱷᱟᱨᱪᱩ ᱦᱤᱭᱟᱨ ᱫᱮᱴ ᱭᱩ ᱱᱚ ᱟᱣᱩᱴ ᱴᱮᱠᱱᱤᱠᱮᱞ ᱴᱨᱟᱢ ᱚᱯ ᱭᱩ ᱱᱚ ᱵᱷᱟᱨᱪᱩ ᱮᱱᱰ ᱱᱚᱱ ᱵᱷᱟᱨᱪᱩ ᱱᱚᱴ ᱮᱴ ᱟᱞ It is by on site, in other words, but it is by nature. It exists, by, you know, and independently or the self, you know, characterized.
So why would you use virtue though? I mean, really, just through it, kind of through a wrench in for me because if
you do not need to be chosen,
why would you? Why would you put a positive word?
Ken, do you have any question, answer for that?
Anthony, are you equating virtue with...
With positive appearance.
With positive appearance?
Yeah, positive appearance, would you see... from my understanding of virtue is the basis of understanding positive appearance. And so when, if he says non-virtue, then I would understand it correctly.
So your question is, what does virtue have to do with seeing emptiness and dependent arising?
Yes.
Wait. We're going to let him answer. Is that what you're asking?
I'm asking, why are you using virtue to describe something that is not virtue? That's what I'm asking.
Why?
Because independent existence is non-virtuous. It's impure. It's an impure appearance. So why would you call it virtue?
So that's the definition of the word virtue. That's the question. Did you get it? The question is, since independent existence, self, is a non-virtuous state of mind, why would you associate that with virtue?
Okay. So he already answered that, because we are not talking about virtue and non-virtue at this moment at all. It is the word that comes with this context.
Right.
Yeah, and then there's also a lot of other words that if you could make an example of by means of and by virtue of this and that. So we applies to all of this, right, this word? So
Anthony, I just have virtue of Merriam-Webster. Obviously, virtue, the word, has multiple meanings.
Yes.
In this case, it means concerned with the apprehension of rational principles. It does not mean pure.
It's absolutely.
It's a different meaning for the same word.
So it's because it has multiple levels of meaning.
I think so, yeah.
Right. Yeah, the word is not the same meaning.
That makes sense.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a big problem solved. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Because I think this is the virtue of this, virtue of by virtue of this and that. It's very common, right?
Yeah.
Common use,
no
usage.
Use
yeah.
Okay.
That was a good question, though, yeah.
question do?
Please do.
So on the path of preparation, you get down into peak forbearance and super dharma. How is that different from a path of accumulation? I don't know. I just don't.
Okay. Did you say what? Can you tell me once again?
In the path of preparation, they say there's four heat.
What's the difference, this the four parts from the part of accumulation? This is a question. Okay, I got it. There is then the cholam, yeah, cholam shiurva
or
cholam to itsemusava chuchurva. This she the cholam, yeah, cholam the mado carrioris. Cholam the mado carrioris.
Yet tobacco and cubo to get up.
Is more
because of. So now you go to London, they do it. Dinia, Loya, don't need to be loaded. My Akucha, don't need to be loaded on them. Though Yamato to the degree, I think it's a kitchen and Sanji Salam do seem to grow.
It is more advanced level of, you know, the heat, peak level, you know, the Jolum de Serva, Perverance, Chesho, Supreme Dharma, peak. So those belong to the advanced level of, you know, path in comparison to the path of accumulations. Path of accumulation is the first path. And then once you have advanced yourself, you have actually perfect yourself from the path of accumulation, then you will transcend yourself, to the next part, which is part of preparation. And among all those four, then you will be entering into the path of the heat. So then this will lead you to the Sveva, forbearance, peak, and then Supreme Dharma.
The Tulan, the Jilai, Kosolo, and the Janju Saint on the Zoganga de Manzimima Tuni, the Toya Sanjimato. No, it's not to your mind. Tona, you know. Tona, Santa, the one, Chet, the Papa, your tones, and the Bangosundu, and the Mihik Zultan, I told you. Tona, you know, I go to London,
yek toba dekendo zi ya tenshi dem dini maa kaya dini maa to ngu shun tu to togo yo maa re, chona chona yi kuzo. Tona sanga denpa ngu shun tu to, nene mihi ki zul taa na ki tong togo yo, nene to zi chi, nene guna niya nyamu kampa yin baga yandu shayarwa.
So this is how we, you know, differentiates the path from the beginning to the middling and in advanced level of paths are based upon the realization, spiritual realization of the individual. From first, we are in the path of accumulation, path of preparation. Then once you have perfected on the path of preparation, then you will be transitioning to a next path, which is the path of seeing. Then from that on, the individual is said to be a superior being, or the Arya beings, who actually understand the ultimate nature of reality, the emptiness that we talked about, you know, intuitively. Because before then, though they are on the path, and they have completed the path of accumulation and so on, but their understanding of ultimate nature of reality is not intuitive. It is not direct understanding, direct realization of understanding of emptiness. Rather, their understanding of emptiness is based on, conceptual understanding. In other words, their understanding is more based on conceptual thoughts. Their realization is based on conceptions.
It is through this
meditations, familiarizing oneself with the emptiness first, you know, in the intellectual level, and then once experiential level, and then also that experience is not only a conceptual level, but then this will advance yourself to have an intuitive understanding of emptiness, and you're able to realize emptiness directly with no involvement of any mediations or the generic image and so on.
I was reading this tweet from a book on dying, living and dying and so forth, and it happens to be from a Dzogchen, and they were talking about meditation in a way that I decided to sit with the meditation and do it that way. And my question is an experiential question. When you meditate, can you directly apprehend very subtle mind?
Then meaning dhamma ratwa andu dhamma ko me ke chi chi.
So in order to, you know, to gain the realization of this, to gain reach the state of this realization is what we call it's to understand the subtle mind.
Yeah.
It's a very advanced practitioners, right? We talk about very, very, very advanced. But right from now, if you try to really, you know, look at yourself and try to meditate yourself, and when you're, it is actually the Rinpoche's, I spoke to Gisela, and Gisela says, very, you know, standpoint of, in the standpoint of the Dzogchen meditations here. It is. So, it is what, how the process of the learning process of understanding the subtle mind is first, you know, right from the beginning, as an ordinary practitioner like ourselves, try to, you know, let go of all those conceptions,
right.
And you know, placing your mind, you know, resting your mind totally on the nature of your mind.
Right.
You know, you so it says, you know, though that you will hear sounds, you know, we cannot really prevent from hearing sounds and so on. Though that you hear sounds and you just, you know, see something, but just let it go. Let it hear. Let it hear, but don't make a story out of it. And, you know, and just try to place your mind as, you know, to the fullest extent of your ability to the nature of your mind. And this is how we begin to, you know, really meditate on the subtle mind. But this is, because this thing is a very, very gross, you know, a beginning, you know, explanation, but it's hard to go to, yeah.
He's talking about, you know, you have to get the meta right.
Absolutely.
Mind. If you're always just buzzing about and you know, being full of ignorance, you'll never know what you are, and you have to get familiar with it.
Should we say the dedication first,
yeah.
Beginning on page 23, 24, and then continue with auspicious wishes on page
20. Chagi Gopano Tofu Uragami Atayami
Chetsu Lame
Kuse Vatenji Nakwate Shoshu Jibata Lozo Dende Sazonki Dreme Zetato Nijoshi Zambo Chichero Do